From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Coast Guard rescued three people and a chihuahua from a disabled sailboat Wednesday about 35 miles west of Klamath. At about 6:25 in the morning, the sailing vessel Misfit's captain contacted the Coast Guard, stating the vessel had lost propulsion in 35-knot winds and up to 20-foot seas, and they were requesting help. Sector Humboldt Bay dispatched two MH-65 Dolphin helicopter crews to the scene to assist. Upon arriving on the scene with the sailboat, the Dolphin crews deployed their rescue swimmers, hoisting all three passengers and the dog on board. The passengers in the Misfit were transported to Sector Humboldt Bay in McKinleyville, where they were met by awaiting emergency medical services personnel. Eureka City Council hiring Hugh Life, an executive search firm, to help in the recruitment of the next city manager for the city. Hugh Life received 40 applications for city manager due on August 31st. 10 semifinalists were identified. At the September 24th closed-door meeting, council reviewed the 10 applications and chose 6 finalists to be interviewed by council on October 11th and 12th. One applicant withdrew. That leaves 5 applicants to interview. Beginning on Friday, the 11th, applicants will meet with city council and staff and then tour the city. At 5 p.m. that day, a community forum will be held at the Warfinger Building to allow the public to meet the candidates and hear a brief introduction from each. Then on Saturday, applicants will be interviewed by a community panel selected by the mayor and council, along with city department directors. Local public health officials stressing the importance of getting vaccinated for pertussis after a local infant who tested positive for the disease was hospitalized in an intensive care unit earlier this month. Since July, 9 county residents, including the infant, have been diagnosed with the highly contagious respiratory illness in 7 separate incidents. In early July, a Eureka teen was diagnosed with pertussis, also known as whooping cough. Subsequently, one of the teen's family members was diagnosed as well. Another teen and family member were diagnosed later in the month. To date, an additional 4 unrelated people between the ages of 9 and 67 years old have been diagnosed with whooping cough in Humboldt County. North Coast Senator Mike McGuire, along with Humboldt State University President Tom Jackson, College of the Redwoods President Keith Flamer, and officials from the Humboldt Area Foundation will gather on Saturday to give an update on the launch of Humboldt State University's Bachelor's of Science Nursing Program planned for next year. The event's happening at Humboldt Area Foundation Community Center's Emerson Room. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.